Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still having a good time, John.
And it's always a pleasure. The first guest, Dr. Larry, was so informative. And the thing is, which I do appreciate, and that's Christina's job, she brings people on the show that are knowledgeable, but at the same time, entertaining. Not that they're here to entertain you, but if it's a drab, you know, droning on, people turn off the program. So you want somebody who knows their subject and is enthusiastic about it, and he is, which
yes,
is great.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to have him be who I deal with, frankly.
Right, which is very good.
Yeah.
And the important thing is, you could take those hearing aids out if you want.
Yes.
When Bunny's cleaning out the house.
Yes.
And you don't have to hear all the stuff going out.
when we're downsizing, getting
when you're
rid
downsizing.
Of clutter.
And to help us with that is Barbara Feldman, who's a certified senior move manager and the founder of A New Start New York. And I know Barbara from different organizations around town, and she really comes so highly, highly recommended for the job that she does. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. I have a really quick story on hearing aids.
Go ahead.
So we help people downsize and we pack and we organize. And I was moving someone in Manhattan, and she had hearing aids, and she put them in a jelly jar. And I don't know that the hearing aids are in a jelly jar, right? Hello. And she didn't tell me that the hearing aids were in a jelly jar. And we packed she said, pack everything. So we packed everything, including the hearing aids in the jelly jar. She called me that night. She couldn't hear, you know, which yeah. is pretty funny. And we are organizers, so everything we do is detailed. So I was able to locate her hearing aids. I go to like box 3, yeah. was a 1.5, and in it had everything in her bedroom. And sure enough, there were the hearing aids in the jelly jar.
That's a kind of a different place to keep them.
Yeah, right.
Usually you get a little case to put them in. But maybe you don't have a case, so you put them in a jelly jar.
You never know.
How many people have a jelly jar?
I don't even know what a jelly jar is.
Yeah. Don't you remember jelly jars years ago? And you used to actually get them from the gas station. They gave out jelly.
Jelly was in the jar.
Yeah. Don't you remember?
No.
Jelly jars?
It's a little like a bread box. There are not too many of them around anymore.
Right, okay. The bread box.
Yeah.
Well, there's a cooler bread box.
Yeah.
You know.
So are jelly jars.
We just went into a whole thing yesterday about bread boxes with somebody.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did. I said, when's the last time you saw a bread box? Do you have a bread box?
No. But you have bread boxes still in some new model homes that are built into.
They're built right in?
They're built right in. Like, you have the whole countertop, and then over in the corner, you realize there's some little piece. And that's the old bread box, or, you know.
You're so right. Nowadays, because we do kitchens as well.
Oh, okay,
We unload and then organize the kitchens when people are putting in new kitchens. And they are now making kitchens with bread boxes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And, yeah.
I'm not saying they're for. I don't know what they're for.
Are they permanent bread boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not like a portable bread box.
No, it's built into it. The same, like, whatever the design is for mica or wood or something. That it blends in perfectly. And I suppose you don't have to use it for a bread box. You could use it for throwing junk in there and having a place where, you know, leaving the junk out. We have a drawer that we throw everything in.
It's just another valuable piece of information. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to go to commercial? No.
go to breadbox.com.
Barbara, we're looking for some hints.
Okay. Well, first, I need your attention. And the hardest part about all this is nobody wants to do it.
Right.
You know, like I say to you, downsize, and you're like, let me run. What corner can I hide in? Or the hairs on the back of your neck go up when you think about moving or downsizing. And so if you could cut it down to, like, just promise yourself 15 minutes at a time or something and just pay attention. And then I have 7 questions that you should ask yourself when
we'll
you're going through everything. Helpful questions. Number 1, when was the last time you used it?
Okay.
Okay, so I want you to think about that junk drawer.
Right. Oh.
Okay.
How many rubber bands do you really need?
Yeah.
Depends on the size.
That's my wife. That's not me. I try the drawer, you can't get it open. And I go, what were you doing in there? I just throw the stuff away. So, Steph, we don't need 1,000 rubber bands. Just leave it alone. I said, oh, sorry.
Yeah, my website I did on organizing your junk drawer.
Okay.
So if you care to visit my website, it's actually pretty interesting. We take everything out. You got to find a place for it. You got to organize it. What's the purpose of it? So one was the last time I used it. Two is the item still useful? Is it relevant? And as Marie Kondo would say, does it bring you joy?
Okay, I'm going to answer that one now. My wife should listen to this one today. I'm going to make sure she listens to it from the archives. She got her master's, I think, in 1980. Those books are still in the basement. I said, why? Nobody would go for the master's and use the same book. It's been revised and revised. This is not even good for it's no purpose, those books. A 40-year-old college book is useless.
If you're not going to reread it, you don't need it.
But even if you do, it's outdated.
But if you're not going to reread it, you don't need it.
Right. Okay.
Keep saying that.
Can get a lot of information.
If you're not going to reread it, you don't need it.
You can downsize, actually, even if you're not moving.
Oh.
You know, like your house, you talked about your basement, the fact that you live there. Maybe a good idea to get rid of some stuff.
And honestly,
we try.
I encourage everybody to downsize on a regular basis.
I'm a big advocate of that.
We all have too much stuff, and we only use about 20% of what we have. If you think about it, you pretty much probably have your favorite clothes that you wear all the time.
Christina showed that. She just made a book once. It was the same shirt. Now right? I have to mark down what color I wear.
Well, here's an interesting thing that I do when you said number one about when's the last time you used it. For shirts and pants, I have thousands of them.
Of course.
All right. The last one I wore goes on the left, and I keep working my way over. And eventually the whole bunch on the right side that I haven't worn in God knows when, and probably never will because I don't really like it.
Okay.
But that sort of brought to light to me
that's great.
That this is what I actually am wearing. You know,
that's a terrific way to do it. You put it on one side or you turn the hanger
around. Just keep moving it around.
Yep.
Do something.
Okay,
you know. But some people look at you like, what are you, if you're not, you know. Well, not really. What it takes nothing to do that. Why not do it?
Right. And it's taking up space that you could be using for something else. It's taking up time that you could be using for something else.
I could buy more shirts that I really like.
Exactly. Or you could repurpose the one and give them to people that need shirts.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
So number three is the item in good working condition, and is it safe to keep? Because so many times people keep stuff and they're like, I'm going to fix it, you know? And that just doesn't seem
to
happen.
I gave up on that a long time ago.
How about do I need to have it and own it, or could I replace it and borrow it within a short period of time for a small amount of money, like within 20 minutes? For $20, do I really need to keep this? Is it taking up space in my house and taking up space in my life?
That would hold true for paper, too. Like, you know, nowadays you get 4,000 statements for drugs and this,
that, right.
You don't need to keep any of it because you can get it all online.
Right.
You know, so why gather it? Is up there?
That's in my tips.
Oh,
yeah.
That's in the tips. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But number five is, well, if you're moving, will the item fit in your new home? But if you're not moving and it's functional and it works and it's safe, then keep it.
Right.
And again, if you're moving, is it worth the cost of moving it? Because so many times it isn't. And then this is the big question. What's the worst thing that could happen if you let it go? Really?
That's a good one.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
You can't live without it, but if you broke it, you'd figure out, guess what? You may not even replace it, but yet in the beginning or a year earlier, you could never get rid of it.
Right. If I lost it or I brought it to someone else's house and I left it there and, oh, my God. Okay. So could we start on the 20 tips to downsize and declutter today?
Downsize and declutter. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask, and the people in this room and the people in the audience, how many people have newspapers, magazines, more than 8 inches a stack?
No.
Tell me if you have in your
not
house.
No.
Not you?
No.
I used to.
Newspapers,
really?
Magazines?
No.
Yeah, I got rid of a lot of it.
Yeah.
No, everything goes in the paper once a week.
Okay.
I mean, so we keep it
good.
For the week.
That's wonderful.
And then it's gone.
And what I'll do is if there's something I really want to digest a little bit more,
okay.
I'll tear it out of the magazine and put it in a little skinny little folder.
Oh, okay.
That if I'm on a plane or somewhere, I
That's
take
a good
that
point.
With me
right,
and
take,
it gives me something to read.
That's a great tip.
You know?
Yeah.
I like that versus keeping the whole magazine. It's only 3 pages you want.
Uh-huh.
Or yeah. whatever it is.
You know? And you know
those.
What? And the other part of that is that every so often you go through that pile and throw out 3/4
right.
of it because now it's not so important anymore
I
as
agree.
It was when you first looked
right,
at it.
Right, because you haven't gotten to it.
Yeah. Right,
that's
yeah.
True.
Yeah. It's yeah. true. It's just yeah. like the clothes. If I haven't worn them and they weren't important, you
yeah.
know.
Same with the reading.
Yeah, which brings us to books.
Yeah.
Okay. I just said earlier, if you're not going to reread it, you don't need it. Books are really tough for people. You know, I'm a reader. You know, books are really tough to let them go. And unfortunately now, to recycle books, it's books to recycle them, they're paper, they're heavy.
Right.
And when you recycle or redistribute or repurpose, it goes by weight in general. So that's going to be more costly to move
okay.
or dispose of, you know, books. But there's so many... At the end, I'm going to give you a great resource for once you get through all this stuff,
oh, okay,
what
okay.
to
That's
do
good.
With it.
Cool.
But books are hard. And then we get to the junk mail and the charity mail that you were talking about, all this stuff that you have, insurance, all this stuff that comes in that you don't know what to do with.
Cruise magazines.
Cruise magazines.
I get like 3 a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But you know, we're going to take a break. This is amazing. It goes so quick. Taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.